Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department. The world discovered together.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, we all love when Mick Flannery comes into Studio 8 because we know it will be special. You're going to sing two songs today, Mick, one with piano and one with guitar, both from your debut album, Evening Train. It's hard to believe it is 20 years since that album came out, and you're going to celebrate it in concert in the National Concert Hall at the end of the month. We're going to chat all about that in a moment. But first, this is Mick Flannery and Evening Train.
I took my brother's favorite bait and I led him to a trap. And he took the dearest evening train, now he's never coming back.
It's just so beautiful, that song. I find it hard to believe it's 20 years old. Bring me back, Mick, to writing those songs. I mean, you were barely in your 20s, but they're so mature. What do they feel like to you now, going back to then?
Well, I'm glad they have a little bit of maturity at least, because I'm banking on them now again. Yeah, at the time, I felt like I didn't have a lot of authority for like songwriting. I had no life experience. So I just decided to make up a story so that I could have characters to inhabit and just write from their point of view. So I could distance myself a little bit and just say, well, I didn't say that, they said it, kind of thing. I still play some of the songs at gigs, you know, they've kind of carried on. I guess a lot of it is naivety. It's like there's a lovely naivety that I've probably lost a lot of over the years. When it comes to music, like, ignorance is probably a good thing, you know, because you find yourself doing odd things that once you've learned all the structures and all the theory stuff, you don't do much odd stuff anymore. You stick to more patterns and stuff, you know. I'm jealous of young people like that don't know what the chords are yet, do you know?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to not to know again.
That's so interesting. And when you were writing, you know, Evening Train, as you say, you came up with the narratives. You have these two characters in the songs, two brothers. And there are parts of you in each of them, aren't there? So you, in a sense, you could write a little bit about yourself, but not really.
Yeah. There's a shy guy and there's a kind of a wild enough fella. Do you know?
Yeah.
And I suppose it's like, what does the girl next door like more? Is the question, you know.
Have you found out the answer to that yet?
It's always a bit of both,
yeah.
I find, yeah, for most things in life, yeah. You know. Yeah, you can't just be cocky and you can't just be humble.
You're incredibly gentle. We were all saying that when you were coming in, you just got an incredibly gentle way about you and a gentle way of singing. Is that something that's just innate? Or are you now conscious of it and keep that who you are?
I don't know. I suppose it comes from my parents, I suppose, just from the way we were brought up. They were both, like, our accents are not, you know, massively strong because our mother didn't have a strong accent and our father had no kind of accent at all. He moved around a lot when he was young, so he didn't gather any brogue along the way. So then that's how we ended up. If we get a bit excited, the Cork comes out a bit more, I think. So I'm told.
What part of Cork did you grow up? Remind me.
Grew up outside Blarney. Nice place to grow up.
Do you like going back there? You told me earlier, you live in Ennisdiamond.
I live in Ennisdiamond, yeah. I like going back. I have, how many brothers? Three brothers living in, well, two of them are constantly in Cork and one of them is often in Cork. So... Mm-hmm. Go back there to
see them all.
Yeah, yeah. See the nieces.
You have children yourself?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I have three kids: 16, 3.5, and 9 months.
Wow. So Is the baby a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Does she sleep?
She sleeps sometimes. It's up to her. She's in control of everything that we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. But when I was listening to you singing there, that first song, it's almost like a lullaby. Do you sing it to sleep?
I used to sing songs to my son, but I was told to stop because I was choosing. I used to sing Kilkelly Ireland to him. Do you know that song?
No, have a go.
It's like six verses long, all these letters of a father to an emigrated son in America. It's the saddest song you'll ever imagine. And even though my son wouldn't have understood what the content was, my brothers told me I was psychologically torturing him by just giving him this deep famine misery every night before he fell asleep.
So you had to stop it.
Yeah, yeah. So I just walked him around in silence.
Now listen, tell me all about The House Must Win. It's a musical that's actually grown out of the album Evening Train. And you've been developing this for a good while, Mick, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a long time in the works, all right. The album itself was a concept album, like as you said, about the two boys. And I was fleshing it out. I found myself needing to write more songs. And we changed the name after one of the new songs that was written for it. It's a small town story, I suppose, I guess it's a kind of a wealth inequality tale mixed into it. You know, what pressures the top puts on the bottom and what risks it forces the bottom to take. I've enjoyed it. It's been very different to normal songwriting. When writing a song, you can tell your listener whatever you want to tell them because that's what the song is supposed to do. But writing a script, you're not supposed to tell them anything. You're only supposed to show them and let them figure it out for themselves and let them feel as though they're living in the present moment with these people and the story is only kind of revealing itself by chance. It's a very different thing. I've had to teach myself not to expose, you know, because that's all I've been doing for 20 years writing songs is I've got 3 minutes to tell you about this thing that I've been thinking about, so I have to tell you directly what it's about, really. And now I can't do any of that, you know. So,
So when people go to see the show in the Galway Arts Festival, what will they see in it? And how close is it to being complete?
I hope it's close enough. It'll help me a lot to see it in work in progress, as it's called, for the Galway Arts Festival. We won't have a full set and we won't have time to teach the actors every piece of movement that's needed. So they will probably still have scripts in hand for some scenes and probably, you know, only certain songs will be what they call blocked so that the actor does exactly what they need to do. We'll have a small set arrangement, but we have the full band. And so the music will be whole, as it were. The music will be as it would be for a proper production. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And then I get to see it three times and kind of see an audience react to it three times. Then that will tell me a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't had the opportunity to really get that information yet. It's like you can feel it in a room when something is sagging, you know, you can. When people start coughing or shuffling, you know they're bored. So you know you've lost them. Like, they don't even have to tell you. They might tell you it's great, but I know I saw you shuffling around this place. You checked your Tinder there a second ago. Like,
so. You'll be there lurking, watching.
Yeah, I'll be spying on that situation.
Will you be nervous?
Yes, but I mean, yeah. I mean, because I won't be performing. It'll be a new experience. So I guess I'll be nervous, but I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the learning of it.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think, is it next year when it will be final in production to go on stage?
Yeah, that's our hope. Yeah, barring any complete disasters or train wrecks. Yeah. Excuse the pun.
There won't be any. And so the concert in the National Concert Hall, that draws, I think, on the arrangements for the musical. And you'll have the same musicians, I think, on stage.
Yeah. Liam Robinson is the musical supervisor for it and he's just kind of elevated everything from a musical point of view. And so he's got this band that he's arranged, 7-piece band. And he's brought the songs to a very different and cool place. So I'm looking forward to, I'll be the singer for that night in the National Concert Hall with the musical band, I suppose. And with Liam's arrangements. I'm looking forward to that as well.
I know a lot of people list your duets, including me with Susan O'Neill, among their favourite Irish songs ever. I'm thinking of songs like Baby Talk, Chain Reaction. You played together on Inishbofin last weekend, and you have plans for the autumn, haven't you, together?
Yeah, we're going to do a tour of the duet albums again, a couple of extra things. We're planning on releasing a live... We have a whole bunch of live recordings from over the past few years. So we're going to collate them and make an LP of them. Yeah. So I'm looking, those gigs are always fun. It's like there's less pressure again. So I'm only singing half the song, so I get to be in the band and try to play in time.
It's interesting though, because I was lucky enough to interview you before, but you even said you're really excited about this musical that you're about to do. Like, you seem in a really great place, because it's an unusual word for Mick Flannery to use.
Yeah, I rarely use that word, all right. My daughter once asked me if I ever got excited. She said, "What if Tom Waits knocked on the door? Would you be excited?" I can't.
She knows you too well, your daughter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's just been a lot of like good people putting a lot of good work hours into this that I wanted to be good for them as well. I mean, even though it's a bit of pressure and the whole thing is a financial disaster. Yeah. But I like the gamble of it, I guess. Yeah, and just watching people doing what they love to do as well, the actors and the musicians, getting a chance to give them work in the field that they like to work in is a good feeling too.
As we close and you're going to sing again, do you feel really lucky in a way, content in the fact that you make your living doing what you love?
Yeah, all the time, yeah. I'm very grateful for how lucky I've been. I used to work in construction, and friends of mine still do. And sometimes I miss it. And sometimes I miss the physical tiredness of it, and the fitness that you might get from it. But yeah, I don't know, I wouldn't change anything of my life, really. I've had a very blessed existence.
We're going to play for us again, Mick, which is great. Another song from your debut album, Evening Train. And I'm going to mention some dates when you're getting ready. You're in the National Concert Hall on the 29th of July. Tickets on nch.ie. You're going to be at the Galway International Arts Festival on the 26th and 27th of July. That's giaf.ie. And you're in concert with the great Susan O'Neill at Sligo Live on the 24th of October and in the Cork Opera House on the 1st and 2nd of November. All your details are on mickflannery.com. Thanks, Mick. It's always a privilege to have you in here singing. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to sing The Tender.
Keep the spirits up, Frank, for some and some for all. The only spirits here, man, are hanging off the wall. And they say you know well as I do that we don't serve up cheer when they come for anesthetics, and it's been this way for years.
Oh, love it, Mick. And a couple of lovely texts for you. The first one, my first live music gig after COVID was Mick Flannery and Susan O'Neill and Bray. I don't know how, but we managed to get front row seats. I cried silently for the entire show. Hearing live music for the first time in 2 years was something truly magical. His shows are just exquisite. It's been lovely to see him come out of his shell over these last few years. That's from Gina. Another says, hi, Miriam. Kilkelly, Ireland has many memories for me too. Thank you for the reminder, Mick. That's from Orla and Lee.